This is a very famous verse from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. And this verse glorifies Srimati Radharani. There is a verse before that which says something similar in Bengali. Thank you. Which is also like a beautiful mantra. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. It's like the same as this Sanskrit, only it says also Govinda Nandini, one who is the joy of Govinda, Radha, Govinda Mohini, one who enchants, she is also the enchantress of Govinda. How do we have this enchantress in Croatian? Očarava, but it's not a noun, it's translated as a verb, yeah? Enchantress, not čarobnica, but očarljivka. Očarljivka. No noun.
So sometimes you only have a word, you have several words.
Yeah, but očarljivka, that doesn't... No, no. No? Kako?
this is
seductress. She's seducing, yeah. It's a little different, yeah. So Govinda Mohini, she enchants Očarava. Govinda Sarvasva, she is everything for Govinda. Sarvasva. And Sarvakanta Shiromani, she is the crest jewel of all his lovers. And now the Sanskrit original verse on the board, let us chant. I think many of you may know this verse. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para. Devi Krishna mayi prokta, Radhika paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi mayi sarva, Kanti sammohini para.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para.
Ladies, please.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para.
And Devavrata Prabhu, maybe you can loudly go word by word for word.
Devi
translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. Counterpart. It says Krishna Mayi means she is she consists of Krishna. Her nature, everything that's pervading her, she's pervaded by Krishna, Krishna Mayi. Direct counterpart. She's the other half of the Lord. So the Lord is in two halves. He's the Shaktiman, she's the Shakti. He's the Lord of the energy, she is the energy. So both without each other do not exist. They exist only together. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. So all the Lakshmis, all the goddesses of fortune, which means also all the wealth, that's the usual translation, any wealth, but also like good luck that people search for, and also any good qualities that exist. Even if a person manifests some reflection of any good quality, that's a little expansion of Lakshmiji, and therefore also of Srimati Radharani. So for anything, everywhere, in any sphere, even the material world, anything good, that's her blessings. Expansions or expansions of expansions, some reflections, and she's the source of all of these. She's Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. Everything is coming from her. Everything, goods, every wealth and knowledge And even it's explained, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami are praised that they got blessings of Vairagya Lakshmi. Even detachment to be poor in the material sense, having no attachments and no material possessions and be happy in that, that's also her blessing. It's also her. So all of these are coming from Srimati Radharani. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Sarva Kanti. Kanti means shining, effulgence, and loveliness. Loveliness. Literally, Kanta means beloved. Like, similar to Kama, desired, desire, Kama, and Kanta, desired. Yeah? So, beloved. Beloved. And Kanti is loveliness. Everything that's lovable. Anywhere. Everything that's lovable. So she is Sarva Kanti, the loveliness of everything lovable. She is the primeval, internal potency of the Lord. Purport. Those who expect a chance to take a nap will be disappointed, because the purport is, this text is from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. End of purport. It's a famous verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained here by Krishnas Karaj Goswami to have appeared for one external reason and for three internal reasons. So in the introduction to in the first verses to Chaitanya Charitamrita, these are verses 4 and 6. So these first verses, they give the topic, they give the blessings, they give the direction for Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so external reason, this is the verse describing anarpita charim chirat. So one gift that he's bringing to the whole world, to all of you. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalau samarpayitumunnato jvalarasam sabakti shriyam hari purada sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandares puratu vashachi nandana. You have the first chapter there? You have? That's verse 4. May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. So that's the cave. Kandara is cave. In the cave of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service. Unnato jvala rasam. He's coming to give rasa. And not just rasa. Unnata ujvala. The top, topmost, and ujvala, shining. Rasa. This is a gift. And Swabhakti Shri. And this is the wealth he's coming to bring. So this is the external, so-called external reason to give bhakti to everybody, to give mercy, to give the top wealth, treasure to us, which should make all of us very happy. We should all be smiling right now. Yes, in happiness. Why did you not smile before I said? Why all of you were so serious and somber? You know this English word, somber. Like, is it because of the time of the day, or because of thinking how sad it is? He's coming to give, and I didn't get. Or hopelessness that maybe I will not get, or just thoughtlessness that, okay, this is the official part of the morning, I must sit here because they don't give me food anyway this time of the day. I must wait half an hour more before the actual taste of the of the day. Yeah, this is for us. This is for us. It's good fortune. In America, they have this expression, count your blessings. Count your blessings. This is a sure way to mental health. Count your blessings. Count your blessings means that, say, oh, Krishna, thank you for this, and thank you for that, and thank you for that. Thank you for the bhaktas, thank you for the temple, thank you for the deities, thank you for the name, thank you for Chaitanya Charitamrita, thank you for bhakti, thank you for japa, thank you for ability to chant. It's in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami says that a devotee is like a miser. Shkrtach. Skopuch. Who sits over his treasure chest and counts his treasures, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So materially, that's the path to mental disease. But spiritually, this is the path to mental health. If you... Also, the difference between spiritual and material is that material you give away doesn't come back so clearly immediately. But spiritually, these treasures... you give away, and immediately it grows. It same second you give it, it again reappears and it multiplies. It multiplies. So this is the path to mental health, that we count our blessings and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Even there's this Mr. Zeligman, Martin Zeligman, former head of the American Psychiatric Association, which is a very high position and a very bad word, psychiatry, yeah? As you know, people oftentimes, devotees don't like psychiatrists oftentimes, or New Age or yogis don't like psychiatrists. They say that neurotic is someone who builds castles in the sky. Psychotic is someone who tries to live in those castles. And a psychiatrist is the guy who collects the rent. But Henry David Thoreau, our American transcendentalist, there was a group called Transcendentalists, he's oftentimes on our Bhagavad Gita, he said, if you build castles in the sky, this is the place where they have to be. Castles are meant to be in the sky. All you need to do after that, you just put the foundation under them. Yeah? So you have to have high ideals, goals, and desires, but then you just work to them, towards them. You move towards them. Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. As long as we move, then... everything is okay. So that Zeligman says He's actually a very good guy. So he's the one who wrote a book, Learned Optimism. Like, we are trained to be pessimistic, we can also train ourselves to be optimistic. Yeah. And we are pessimists towards the material world, but this results in full optimism. If you don't expect anything, that's total humility, Trinada Pisunichana. You don't expect anything. Amanina, nothing. You know, less than zero, it doesn't even, cannot even say what it is, you know. Then, it's Trinada Pisuni, you know, more humble than a grass. Then anything that comes, and even if something doesn't come, that, you know, if they don't come and kick me, you know, I can be happy already. Yeah, so that results in optimism and joy, yes, in our life. So he treats depressed people, which is the scourge of Kali Yuga, epidemic of Kali Yuga. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya yupadruta. People are disturbed. That's the description of, that's the characteristic of Kali Yuga. People are disturbed. So he treats depression by one of the main exercises he gives every day, write thank yous. I thank you for the roof over my head. I thank you I have clothes. I thank you I'm not lying half dead sick. I thank you that I have good company. So whatever, you know, so writing thank yous, and that brings health. And this is part of the culture. This is our practice. This is why we come to the temple. In the morning when we greet the deities, Panchatattva, yes, what do we do? We do kirtan. Kirtan is, how do we translate the word kirtan from? Huh? Slavlenie, yes, slavlenie. Slavlenie, and slavlenie, you can, glorification, yes, glory, and it has a synonym, it also has slavity, has a synonym, also chvality. Yes? So you say chvala, chvala, chvala tebi, chvala, yeah? So chvala, so that's our culture. We come, kirtan means we say and say slava, slava, and also chvala, chvala. It's the same thing, yes? Merci, merci, this is your mercy. Grazie, grazie, this is your grace. So, yeah, this is, it's, so if we just put our heart into our sadhana, into our program, this is part of our program. This is what we are supposed to be practicing all the time. So we realize this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was why he came, to give us, to bring us gifts. But as they say, do you have this proverb? With one shot killing two rabbits. Yeah, you have this? It's a non-vegetarian proverb. We are against this practice. So therefore, we say, with one stone, knock down two mangoes. Yeah, that's vegetarian. Same meaning. One stone, two mangoes. Throw one stone, two mangoes. So Krishna, it's not that he throws one stone and two mangoes fall down. He does one thing and 1 billion things are accomplished. He throws one stone and 1 billion mangoes not just fall down, they fly into everybody's plate already peeled and cut. Yes, and it, for everybody. See, everything is accomplished. This is what Krishna does. So he came not only for the external reason, but as chapter 4 describes, he had his internal reason. Three reasons. And as a few days ago, Devendra Gopal Prabhu, he was trying to remind us what are the three reasons, internal reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And sometimes it's difficult to remember. Do you remember the three reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? Experience love of Srimati Radharani, yes? Huh? Sing. So that was connected to the first one, yes. And I mean, this is how he accomplishes all of his purposes. But of the internal, his internal reason. So okay, love. Okay, understand love. Himself. Yes. What does? Because Krishna Skaraj Goswami says, Krishna thought, I am God. He can think like that. He is God, actually, right? So he's the enjoyer. So top enjoyer, right? That's the, you know, top boss. So everything is for him. And everything, you know, is given, you know, all the service is given to him. And he thought, Krishna Skaraj Goswami says that it is strange. I don't understand. Something is wrong or right. But the phenomenon is that I am the enjoyer, but the best servant of me, Srimati Radharani, experience 10 million times stronger pleasure. I am the enjoyer. She is serving me, but she is 10 million times happier. Right? So can you imagine how much happy Krishna is? You cannot. We could try. That's good, but it's unlimited, beyond our wildest imaginations, what he experiences. But he says that Radharani experiences 10 million times more. 10 million times more. We have Rupa Goswami quoting Vedic sexologist. He's called like that. Actually, he is Rasagya. He's the scholar of drama and relationships, tastes. Rasa is tastes. Bharat Muni. So he said that in love, sexual relationship. So Prabhupada explains. Then both man and woman experience equal pleasure. That's what he said. He's quoted. So Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, they say this Bharat Muni, this mundane sexologist, he knows nothing about spiritual reality. That's not how it is in the spiritual reality. Because in the spiritual reality, the gopis experience millions of times higher ecstasy, pleasure, and bliss than Krishna. So female, thousands, millions of times higher than Krishna. Because they are those who give love to Krishna. Okay, so Krishna was intrigued and he wanted to know what Radharani sees with her eyes in him. Yeah? Because, like, you know, we think that we more or less know ourselves. And if somebody sees something more, it's strange or interesting. But there is a third thing. What is one more thing? Huh? So this is external, right? This is for others, but for himself. It's important, but this is to give, but what he also gets. Yeah? So three reasons. So one reason to realize the sweetness of her love, then the wonderful qualities of himself, and one more thing. And one more thing is the happiness she feels. So I will try to show it in one way that will, because it's difficult to remember. Even, you know, what's the difference between the sweetness of her love and happiness she feels? What's the difference? So we can make a little diagram. So a devotee, is like a container or jug of rasa or love. It's called ashraya, shelter, container of love. So
you're the devotees, you're all containers.
But good containers. Because what is inside, what is flowing, is love, right? Rasa, taste, for anybody, I don't know if it should be Krishna. First time in life I made a picture. please don't be merciful to it. This is Krishna playing the flute, okay? Honestly, first time in life. Anyway, so I'm sorry. yes, and this is, we can say devotee's heart. Yes, it's a devotee. So these are the three things, right, that Krishna is realizing. So we can see subject, action, and object. Yeah? Everything has subject, action, and object. Every sentence has subject, object, and action. Even this sentence. Sentence is the subject, has is the action, and the object is the object. How do you say it? Subject and predicate? And the verb, huh? And the verb is what you do. So love has these three parts. It has the lover, the beloved, and love. So these three things Krishna also wants to experience. He wants to understand this sweetness of her love, then he wants to understand herself, which means what she, the happiness, and himself, the object of her love. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishovanayaiva Mahima, greatness. Svadyo Yenad Bhutamadurima Kidrishova Madhiya, his own sweetness. Sokyam Chasya Madanubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat, and her happiness. Tadbhavadhya Samajanishachigarbha Sindhav Harindu. So these are the three things Krishna comes to realize. This is verse 6 from the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You're looking for Chaitanya Charitamrita? It's there on the window. Krishna is merciful, and he brings these things not only for himself, but for everybody. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says that these things cannot be given openly. But he says that I will speak about them in such a way that cuckoo-like devotees will relish these things like the mango buds, the young, small mango sprouts, the cuckoos, they will relish. And the camel-like non-devotees will just say, it'll pass not meet, they will not meet. It will pass beyond them, beside them. And then Krishna asks Kaviraj Goswami, says, that makes me very happy. This is the expertise of the poet. That he explains that if you are attuned, you experience incredible transcendental relish and sweetness. And if you do not deserve, no problem, then it doesn't touch you. It doesn't touch you. So it's our practice to get into the cuckoo-like devotees. And cuckoos is not cuckoos like we have. Yeah, these are not the European cuckoos. It's the kokil in India, who sing differently. I sometimes demonstrate. There is authorized recording of the Indian cuckoo, which is yes, In Latin, it's called Cuculus microperus. In case you need this scientific name. Cuculus micropterus. Okay, so here comes Indian cuckoo. Record number one. Oops. Okay. Record number two. Record number three. So, dear devotees, we are supposed to be cuckoo-like. So he come and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Sweetly, in a sweet way. Then we discover the sweet taste of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm going to discover the sweet taste. So the unlimited treasures are there. And the mind, it's the labyrinth where you can get lost. And this is automatic samadhi and meditation, if you get lost with your heart in that. And you are, you know, are lost in transcendence. And this is our sadhana, that we are entering that amazing magic forest, magic city, magic labyrinth, and are trying to get lost in it. Or if not lost, then we go to the center, you know, to closer and closer to Krishna's lotus feet, or Chaitanya's lotus feet, which can uncover limitless meanings and senses and treasures, jewels. And one key to that is that we follow his example. Yes, his example is not just external. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But also the main thing is the internal, that we are grateful. We actually glorify. Yeah? Glorifying means we are grateful. We see, okay, this is your mercy. And we are grateful to Krishna. We are humble that there's nothing that I am in the material sense. And service spirit, Radharani is the service spirit, giving happiness. Giving happiness, so we try to give happiness to Krishna, Krishna's devotees, and all the parts of Krishna, which are all moving and non-moving living entities. And then we come closer and closer to this source of unlimited nectar, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to share. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you. comments? Questions? Corrections. Devotee? Devotee? Yes. Yes, in bhakti, yes. Of course, the devotee is very much attracted by the nature of Krishna, and Krishna's nature, sometimes when he's called achyuta or unchangeable, Baladeva Vidyabhushan Vishnachakravarti Thakur give explanation that what's unchangeable in Krishna, what's his nature that's always there, never Krishna is without this nature, is bhakta vatsalya, or mercy to devotees. So Krishna loves devotees billions of times more than devotee can love him. That's Krishna's nature. So this is good news. First Canto Prabhupada says that Krishna wants us to come back to him thousands of times more than we ever may want to come to him. Also, it says that we make one step to Krishna, he makes 10 steps to us, or 100 steps to us, or 1,000 steps, to whatever it takes, right? But the distance is not 11 steps, so therefore we need to do also the second step, and keep, run to Krishna. If you cannot run, walk. If you cannot walk, crawl. But move towards Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes?
I also didn't connect the internal reasons with
Yeah, so subject, object, and the action. So action is love. So that's greatness. What is this love? That's one thing he wants to understand. That's why he takes position of the lover of Radharani. Then what she experienced, her happiness. Yeah. So that's why the second reason he takes her position. So her happiness and what she finds in him. You know, his how she understands him. Yeah. So his own sweetness. So him, her, and love. Yeah? These are the three reasons. Her, what she experiences, then himself, what she sees, and the love, what results from that, yeah? Or what brings. We can like Krishna, what she likes in Krishna, then love, the love that creates, and happiness, the happiness that love brings to her. So three, no, subject, object, and love between them. Is it okay? And if you forget, then it means, what does it mean if you forget? If you forget, it means then next year when we have Gaur Purnim, it will be new. You hear, and again, it's new. You learn it. And if it's difficult to remember, it means we can study this, and it's still interesting, right? Because if you study something simple, then it's boring. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. You learned it, that's it, you know. After this first class in the school, it's no longer a discovery. Yes, but this thing, you study for billions of years, and it's still a discovery. It's still amazing, and you see, it's still, there is more to learn. Even for Krishna, there is more to learn. He comes, you know, goes deeper and deeper into these subjects. So, if I don't understand, or, you know, if I don't remember, very good. We can, yes.
Thank you for the humble correction. I would like to ask, one of the things Krishna says that God is omniscient, he knows everything.
Omniscient, yes.
Yeah, he knows everything. Mm-hmm. How do we stand Krishna not omniscient?
What was the second part?
Christians.
Yes.
Some other people, they find God as only sign.
Sarvagya in Sanskrit also.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It seems here this is something that he does not know, he needs to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do we understand this?
A contradiction. How can all knowing not know something, right? you see, he exists beyond time. He's beyond time, right? So if you take him beyond time, then he didn't know something, then he came as Chaitanya, and then he knows. So he knows everything. But just simply knowing everything is boring. Right? So time serves him. And it doesn't bind him. But for a lila, some time is there. You know, there is something happening. So for something to happen, he can use time. And so therefore, he uses time, and because he is unlimited. He's unlimited in distance, and he's unlimited in depth, and in so many dimensions. So therefore, he can, there is more and more. You can just go on YouTube sometimes and search fractals. And you can see these pictures and ornaments and how you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And they use some incredible numbers, like 10 to 365, 65th degree of complexity in these fractals, which if you know mathematics, this is there is not so many atoms in the universe, there is not so many particles in the universe, there is not so many nothing in the universe of, you know, of to measure with such a number, but it's there in you can make the, so it goes deeper, 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 and there's no end. Can Mandelbrot, you can search for Mandelbrot fractals. There's so many like this. So it's fun. It's fun for him. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses this in Raghavartma Chandrika. He says, how can Krishna, he accept my prayers if he is running away from Mother Yashoda in fear? He's afraid of Mother Yashoda, you know, he's busy running away, and he's afraid means he's bewildered, right? He's afraid, and he's not pretending, so he's afraid. How can he hear my prayer? I mean, he has his own problems. He got himself into trouble, you know. He broke a pot and Mother Yashoda is chasing him. And here I come and say, Krishna, you know, can you please help me? How he will hear? So some devotees say that, and this is not Krishna. Krishna just runs away from Yashoda, but he expands as Paramatma. So this is official, you know. He's sitting there with suit and tie and with a pen and yes, sir, like this. Okay, this is your problem. All right. So, so it's like a different form, you know, of Krishna. And for devotees, this is sad. We don't want to go to some other form. We don't want to go to Paramatma or to something. We want Krishna in Vrindavan. So therefore, devotees are sad. Oh, so why we pray? You know, why should I pray? Anything, you know, even to give glory, you know, like, you know, he's running away from Mother Yashoda, and I go and say, you are the lover of devotees, and he's running, you know, he doesn't have time to hear your prayers. So this is called mugdhatma, bewildered. Zmeden, yeah, bewildered. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Prabhus, no. It's the same Krishna who at the same time is mugdhatma, bewildered, running away from Yashoda, but he is God. Don't worry. The same Krishna, at the same time, he is Sarvagya. He knows everything. And he hears your prayers very attentively, with full attention. Same Krishna, accepting your prayers, same time. No problem. Don't worry. He's not limited, like us, that I can, you know, I can do only this or I can do only that. I cannot do two things together. Yes, don't. So one thing, only one thing. Especially men, ladies. Apparently, they can combine different things, but men are usually one thing. You know, this or not this. This. So for Krishna, there is no problem like this. So he is, and mugdhatma. Why? For pleasure. Like, you know, if you always know everything, then Burijan Prabhu gives an example of anybody had ever a surprise birthday party or surprise birthday present or surprise, any surprise, any pleasant surprise. Anybody had any pleasant surprise anywhere? Was it nice? Was it good? And sometimes they even say, you know, don't spoil the surprise. Yeah, it has to be a surprise. You didn't expect, you know, you just was, you know, going about as usual, and then, wow, this is, yeah, surprise. So if you have this pleasure, why do you deny this pleasure to Krishna? He needs surprise. You know, then it's more fun for him. So that's why he needs to also be mugdhatma. So he puts himself into the care of Radharani, into the care of Vrindadevi, into the care of Lila Shakti, into the care of Yogamaya. And then Yogamaya, then she says, no, don't look here. And here, don't, you know. So he trusts. So, okay, yes, now, can I? No, okay. And he's the friends, the boys say, Krishna, we have something very tasty. Close your eyes and open your mouth. And Krishna closes the eyes and opens the mouth. And then they put a flower, you know, like dandelion, you know, the regret, you know, bitter, into the mouth. But it's fun. For them, they are laughing, and they're laughing, so he's laughing, you know, and so he's, there is fun, surprise. So together, no problem. For Krishna, no problem. Everything is there. With one stone, he gets 1,000 mangoes already cut and peeled and served, and everything is there. Okay? Is it okay? Devarata Prabhu. Yeah? So this is important. So he harmonizes all paradoxes. He reconciles all contradictions. And contradictions, in poetry it's called Virodha Alankar, the beauty of contradiction. Contradictions are ornaments. Ishopanishad Prabhupada says, contradictions confirm his power. In logic or mathematics, Gödel's completeness and incompleteness theorem. Truth must contain contradictions. Otherwise, it's not complete. So, any religion or spiritual literature which does not include contradictions is incomplete. It doesn't give the full picture. So, Krishna is Achintya Bheda Bheda. He's transcendentally one and different. He's transcendently omniscient and bewildered. That's a full, more complete picture. But he's unlimited, so therefore these contradictions are unlimited. But don't worry, we will not discuss all the contradictions now. But also don't worry, it's not going to be boring, ever. If you are open-hearted, open-minded, and go in and in and in. There's surprises and surprises and surprises. If just keep your mind, heart fresh and open. Right? And we continue to the next question of Mahaprabhu Gauraprabhu. Ha ha. You were hoping I will end. Uh-huh. We have eternity.
I was thinking about these topics about tradition. I don't understand much. But practically, I see all the acharyas, and they give us example to also mostly to understand these things by fighting the Mayavada and Sahaja. Instead of, you know, this intellectual analysis, storytelling, then by confronting Sahaja and Mayavada, you can understand Krishna.
Mm.
This is mostly the method.
Yeah? Nice. Yeah, we see here also, it's the first lila. Before Krishnadas starts describing any lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Janma, the birth, is chapter 13. Yeah? But chapter 7, already he gives one lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeating Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. Yeah? Before, already he gives one lila. Before even birth, before all the other lilas. So why? To counteract all the misconceptions. And yes, what Mayavadis do, they just smash everything together and make everything one. And it's what's the elegance? What's interesting? It's just one porridge, one little everything together, semolina. Is anybody like semolina? In childhood, did they feed you with semolina? I'm sorry. Watch a couple of realistic. But there is some on top. You have some, something else to give to it, right? It's not just plain. It is sweet, there is cinnamon, and it's right? Sugar. Also Radhika Raman, just a few days ago in Mayapur, he gave very nice seminar on four lectures on Shatsandarbhas. That was his PhD of Jiva Goswami. And very beautiful. So you can go to ISKCON Desire Tree, or I can give you these lectures from Mayapur. He says one very thing I never heard before. He says that every philosophy accepts something as inconceivable. Achintya, right? We have also inconceivable. Mayavadis also say that Maya is sad asad nirvachaniya. You cannot explain whether Maya is or is not. Right? Because if they say Maya is, then there is two, Brahman and Maya. If you say Maya is not, then why sadhana? Right? Then what is this? Where are we? Right? It must be some. So again, it's, so they can, so therefore they say you cannot say it is, you cannot say it isn't, which is not very philosophical. But they may say that you Vaishnavas also have achintya, you also have inconceivable things. So this is first one thing I heard for the first time, Radhika Raman says, that the difference is that what you declare inconceivable, they claim they know spirit, no problem, but matter, no, Maya, they don't understand. We say that material world is not that complicated or interesting, but who is really unlimitedly complicated and inconceivable is God, spirit. Right? And which makes more sense? To declare Krishna's material world or Maya or Shakti, just this little portion to be inexplicable, and God, oh yeah, we know, it's all one, yeah? Or to say that this world is Krishna's Shakti, but Krishna, yes, he's this inconceivable, he's unlimited depth, beauty, and variety, he's there.
Because this problem is not just theoretical, like Mayavada, but like we are in Hinduism, and Hinduism means under Advaita Vedanta everything.
Well, it's, yeah, tonight.
So here people, they think Christians, that Hare Krishna, we are Mayavadis.
Yeah.
Most of the scholars, 21st century.
20th century, I would say.
21st also. It's a very big problem for us, not because they are accusing us to be Mayavadis all the time, because, you know, 75% of Vedantists, we are Advaita, and Gaudiya Vedantists, maybe 2% of Vedantists, and so on. And it's, you know, if we do some sweet katha in Radha Kunda, and then Acharya teaches how to confront this world,
their understandings, opposition, so. Mm-hmm. This was, Hridananda Maharaj explains that this was, they were looking for a strategy how to unite different schools in India, and they took Advaita as one simple way. But this is too simple. It's oversimplification. Einstein. Make everything as simple as possible, but not any more than necessary. As simple as possible, but not more than that. So that was already more than possible. So this, you know, what's his, Vivekananda, yeah? He made his famous Chicago speech. And after that, he presented this Advaita Vedanta, and after that, this is the problem. He made huge impression. People loved what he said. But then they think India is Advaita. But I would rather probably say that this is 20th century, because I can see more and more people are in academia. I think it's the influence of Prabhupada's disciples and who go to academia. And they publish, not only they publish their works, they also influence non-devotees. You have more and more non-devotees who realize, oh, yes, and they strongly declare that this is wrong. India is not Advaita. India is both also monotheism and variety and personalism. You have many, many academics who start... after Srila Prabhupada, I am convinced, influenced by ISKCON, they are coming to show personalism, that it's more prevalent, actually, in Indian philosophy, much more prevalent, objectively speaking, than Advaita. Like, there are more personal commentaries on Vedanta Sutra than impersonal. And there are more schools showing personalism than impersonalism. Yeah.
Mayavadis? Yes. And we
Radha Krishna? No, but this is... It's not that I would not say this is their main. If you go to this divine society or somewhere. Yeah, but this is not their main. This is not their main subject. Radha Krishna. They are attracted. Prabhupada says that because their philosophy is so boring. Therefore, they need some variety, so they are attracted to this. So they take the Bhagavatam and Radha Krishna. But and also Shankaracharya said that bhakti is the method. But probably I would not say that this is their main discussion. This is just one of the things they discuss. So now we have to correct misconceptions. We have to correct the misconception. People. We don't have to, you know. We would make. You see. If they are demons, then as Madhyam Bhakta, you avoid them. But if they are simply innocent and misled, then you help them and you show mercy. And I would say they are mostly misled. They are just misled by some wrong demonic misconception. So we just need to adjust, just say that, yeah, everything is one, correct, you're correct, that's true. But in that oneness, I had experience, I spoke to Mayavadis who are misled by these gurus, and I said, yes, one, correct, you're correct. But in that oneness, there is even, you know, this transcendental, non-dual variety. And these Mayavadis, they went into ecstasy. You know, they for half hour they were arguing, then they started singing, thinking, and then he went into ecstasy. You know, so we just need to adjust, correct, and bon appetit, dobertek, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Mancha kalpa darubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo.